Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Find rhythm in the dance, take a little chance. Do you wanna be inside my mind state? If I listen to you all, I would not evolve. Steadily stuck in the sum of time space. See, I don't wanna talk in the morning, if you don't wanna know. No, I just wanna groove in the evening and let my shit go. Now tell me that I'm wrong when I tell you your currency's cold. As money is the root of all evil, and that thing is gold. See, I know you can't see past your rulers, so just slow it down and feel what I'm feeling. I find rhythm in the dance, take a little chance. Do you wanna be inside my mind state? If I listen to you all, I would not evolve. Steadily stuck in the sum of time space. I see few in the morning walking underground. Smiles on their faces like, oh. This whole fairground we're living, giving everything is anything but fairground. With cold, don't do this, don't do that. Decided by a few, but if you do that, then you could be the one they take away. Yeah, you could be the one they make astray. Yeah, you could be the one. Yeah, I find rhythm in the dance. I find rhythm in my soulmate's arms. I find rhythm in the memory. I find rhythm in the centuries past. Now tell me that I'm wrong when I tell you the currency's cold. As money is the root of all evil, rhythm's in the soul. See, I know you can't see past your rulers, so just slow it down. Don't feel what I'm feeling. I find rhythm in the dance, take a little chance. You wanna be inside my mind state. If I listen to you all, I would not evolve. Steadily stuck in the sum of time space. I find rhythm in the dance, take a little chance. Do you wanna be inside my mind state? If I listen to you all, I would not evolve. Steadily stuck in the sum of time space.
It's your boy Kurt ENT behind the scenes radio with my co-host. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk or hit the link. Yeah, tonight, man, we're talking about Halloween. Like, Halloween. Like, what is Halloween? Like, I've talked about this so many times. It's starting to get on my nerves. But it's Halloween. So we're going to talk about Halloween or Halloween's Eve or Day of the Dead. Or it's, different cultures call it different things. And it's a ritual that's been done in the world for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But before we get into that, oh, artists, if you want your music played on behind the scenes music, make sure that you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY, that's behind the scenes airplay @gmail.com. Make sure that you only send your music in MP3 format only.
No links, no DMs. Don't DM me saying look at your shit. Don't DM Kurt saying look at your shit. Can't send MP3 format. Don't send none at all.
Thank you. Now, the next track that we're going to be playing is Max Groove, Love Waiting. You can also you can check us out on the Live 365 app. We get played all day, every day, 24/7, 365 days a year. You can look the app up. You can look the app up on all platforms. It doesn't matter if you got Apple, if you got Android, if you got iOS. You can look it up anywhere, even on your laptop. Live 365 app, then you look up behind the scenes radio, boop, click it, you can listen to us 24/7. The next track that we're going to play is Max Groove, Love Waiting, on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
Thank you. Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
I just can't wait to get to Central Park and the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Honey, look, it's getting dark. Let's just go to the hotel and get some sleep. Who knows if we can even cross the street without getting mugged by some New Yorker.
Oh, dear.
Honey, holy Christ. Where are we?
I don't know. They said it was a downtown location, convenient to the subways. I just didn't know there'd be so many...
Asians.
Yeah, yeah. Ego wakarimasen. Ego wakarimasen. Aji Amerika jin. Ego wakarimasen. Miyaji kasegu dollar. I put this shit back in the yen. Ego mo wasurechatta. I'm bringing it back to Japan. Ego wakarimasen. Ego wakarimasen. Aji Amerika jin. Ego wakarimasen. Miyaji kasegu dollar. I put this shit back in the yen. Ego mo wasurechatta. I'm bringing it back to Japan. 今到着成田汚れ物アメリカ前はマクドナルド今食べてるキャビア喋り方がキャビア髪かく雷や渋谷クラブ入り VIP 酒とキャリバイ Yeah 上がる夢を見てるいつも通りシャンパンを開けて飲んでる水のように遠くにいたら渋谷ててて地図を読むニューヨーク帰ったら普通のアジア人に戻る英語何もわかりません俺の女は格口洋服ほとんど中国から今からパリ服をゲット月間に確かにやね月間にってわかるよねアルバム終わったらあとすぐ国出る I'm a fuck up a check 滑らか with the flow Everybody on the flow どこでも16 Everybody puff a joe ドープ欲しい人いるから僕エスコバルアルボーポケットの中パスポート見つかるわけないよ Yeah Ego wakarimasen, ego wakarimasen. Aji Amerika jin, ego wakarimasen. Miyaji kasegu dollar, I put this shit back in the yen. Ego mo wasurechatta, I'm bringing it back to Japan. Ego wakarimasen, ego wakarimasen. Aji Amerika jin, ego wakarimasen. Miyaji kasegu dollar, I put this shit back in the yen. Ego mo wasurechatta, I'm bringing it back to Japan. Me no speak no English. Oh, yeah. These fools who just see pigment. Oh, wow. Them labels just see business. Oh, yeah. I'ma watch out, my fitted head down to the brows. I've been trying to make an imprint. Cause my whole life was a misfit. When the hoes background cause they miss kid. I'm getting back in my zone. Made a new path for the wave, now I'm traveling home. Most of the time I keep hands on my paper, my head in the clouds, I can't answer the phone. Most of be telling me that I'm a star. Bitch, I'm the crew and the cast of the show. Blowing up top of the Tokyo Tower. My aura is powerful, speaking in tongues of my own. Ego wakarimasen. Ego wakarimasen. Aji Amerika jin. Ego wakarimasen. Miyaji kasegu dollar. I put this shit back in the yen. Ego mo wasurechatta. I'm bringing it back to Japan. Ego wakarimasen. Ego wakarimasen. Aji Amerika jin. Ego wakarimasen. Miyaji kasegu dollar. I put this shit back in the yen. Ego mo wasurechatta. I'm bringing it back to Japan.
This your boy Cal 10 from KCMO, and you're now rocking with...
Yeah, this is Lady.
Lady English, and I stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe.
Behind the Scene with host Curtis and Niecy Lee.
Yeah, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Standard Time.
Yeah, guess what? For more information, you can call 516-595-8305.
See it there?
Yeah, and you can check me out
on Instagram
at ESH_BornBlessed.
Anyway, it's your boy, Curtis ENT, Behind the Scenes Radio with my co-host in the motherfucking house. Daisy, hey, say it again. Oh, it's a motherfucking house. Stop. Think it's Halloween. So we're going to give you a little background of Halloween.
Wait. I'm sorry. She's sitting over here getting attitude.
What? She, yo.
Looking right at her getting the attitude, and you just going to bypass that.
Because I was going to introduce her at a different point in time. So, my fault. I'm sorry. I want to introduce, how do I introduce her? She's my Romanian long distance friend, I guess you want to say. Yeah.
And that's from Romania.
She from Romania.
I'm glad you find this funny, Curtis. I call into your show and this is how you act.
It's because, you know, I know you from over there, but I just don't believe me.
You don't believe what?
Like the stories that you've told me about hanging people upside down and all the crazy stuff that y'all do over there. So
I did never say I did, though.
Well, come. But Niecy, she be trying to agree with y'all. Like, oh no, man.
You and Niecy, your act are different than Niecy do different than I. So I don't know what to say. I have no idea what y'all talking about for real, because I just do me. And it's not me saying I'm hanging you upside down. That was your boy's crush and Jay Dirty saying that shit. I never said I was hanging you upside down. That was them talking about they were cut a wing off and shit.
Right, right. Well, because people have been listening to this, so if they really been listening.
But I never said I hung anybody upside down. I'm talking about them saying that. And that they were going to cut a wing off and shit.
Well, I mean, you know what?
Dang, my son.
No.
I ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
No, because, you know, hold on. Fuck that. We going to really break this shit down. We all know that you acting or whatever, right? But you acting, right? But where does that come from? See, because ain't nobody stupid, I'm hoping. But where does
what come from?
Vlada.
Where does Vlada come from?
Where does Vlada come from?
Jeff Bain.
You're missing the whole point. Yes, you are. You're missing the... See what I'm saying? I'm having difficulty.
It's an alter ego.
Right, exactly. Where are you able to pull that alter ego from?
I have no idea.
None of us know,
well,
but we all...
Blood.
Whatever.
Okay,
why do you
know this truthfully. That's what I do.
But why do you do that for?
Why do I sniff your blood? Yeah. Or why
do you... Like, why are you into stuff like that for?
I don't know. I told you there's only been two people whose blood ever smells sweet to me. Like, I could smell blood and not flip out. I could be in a waiting room and look at all kinds of, like, real gory pictures and shit. I don't freak out.
You know what I'm
saying? And I can sit there and eat food while I'm looking at it. Well, you think surgeons do the same thing. You have all people who do autopsies and stuff, and they're eating food, and everybody's like this.
But do you understand, like, you're conjuring up. Someone.
It's an alter ego.
Out, exactly.
Maybe it's one of my past lives.
No, but this is what I'm trying to tell
you.
Yeah. Maybe it was one of your past lives.
But it was never. But
this
not
is
not negative.
But no, listen to what I'm saying. This is how I'm trying to break it down.
I get what you're saying. I'm conjuring up a spirit. No, because it's not a negative.
I'm not saying that it is, but the same way that you can do that, other people can pull up the negatives.
Okay, and I'm not doubting that they can.
So, what?
You asked me where it comes from. I have no idea.
None of us know where it comes from.
You mean
from.
How I can actually just alter my
the same way that I can just pull that up out of nowhere.
If you think about it, that's what accents like. Some people, I didn't even know had an accent. Like, it was just Alba. I didn't know he had an accent. And so I heard him do it. And I'm like,
yeah, that's really
like, this motherfucker spoke perfect English, and my was it my daughter's, my whatever, daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is that? I thought he was speaking the English accent at first.
Right.
I'm like, oh no, he was speaking the English accent.
Right.
So even oh God, the one black lady, I can't remember what show she was on, but she played a one of his sisters in a movie, and I'm like, oh, where the fuck did this accent from?
So really, it's really more than what we, more than meets the eyes.
Well, they all, they actually have to go to speech therapy.
They
have to learn how to do that. I don't know how mine just,
turn it.
I don't,
you're just doing it, just.
Yeah, mine just comes out. I don't know why.
I don't know why that happens, though, because he be wanting to come out sometimes with people, and then, especially when people make me mad. I mean,
if you ever realize when I get mad, you'll hear a little accent in there.
But, I don't know. That's what I
was. Well, you know, one time she came out at you.
Yeah.
You like when she came out at you.
Yeah, but. Well, you was feeling yourself that day, huh? Yeah, you sure was. In your way, anywho's. But what I'm, with the Halloween thing, mm-hmm. what we don't realize is that we're conjuring up spirits with wearing the masks and bringing our children from block to block. Can you give us a little breakdown of that? Because
in which form?
What do you mean, which form?
Okay, I can give it to you in regular form. They say, and I noticed, you notice I said they say, that the tradition started with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. And it's when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts in the 8th century. Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor all saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. Now, this was printed out 6 days ago, so you know, I'm trying to pull up the history of it, and
right.
this is what's coming up now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not pulling up the stuff that we used to pull up years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, well, let's see. It says the ancient...
If you've noticed that, if anyone has noticed that, if you've been really, you can't find none of that stuff on Google or even some of the YouTube channels and people that were on YouTube, you cannot find them anymore.
Okay, here it says Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celtic who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now an island in United Kingdom and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st. The day marked the end of the summer and the harvest of the beginning of the dark, cold winter.
Yeah, that's not really what I was looking for.
Well, that's not something.
You know that's
I know.
Not what I'm not looking for that.
When the celebration was over, they relit their hearth fires, which had been extinguished earlier that evening, from the sacred bonfire to help protect them during the coming winter.
Origination of Halloween.
And I'm looking at the origin of it. And this is what's coming up. They're not going to tell you the stuff, you know, that we once came upon.
Right.
You know, they, the internet has been overrun with
false.
The truth, and now it's being overrun with false. That's like if you post something and you say something 19, say you say the phrase 19, then you all of a sudden you're gonna get a COVID thing underneath it. If you say the thing COVID, you're gonna get. If you say health, you're gonna get something COVID underneath it. And even things that have nothing to do with COVID-19, all you have to do is just certain words and it's automatically a post underneath it. COVID-19, whatever, whatever. So the internet is not the internet where you can actually look up shit now.
So I'm reading this right here. They said by the 9th century, the influence of Christianity had spread into Celtic lands where it gradually blended and it blended with old Celtic rituals. In 1000 AD, the church made November 2nd All Saints Day, a day to honor the dead. It widely believed today that the church was attempting to replace the Celtic festival of the Day of the Dead with a related church sanctioned holiday. So basically, they're trying to cover up what it really is. And really what it is you're conjuring up.
Conjuring?
Yes, your old relatives and old people that died in your family.
I don't see a problem with conjuring up your loved ones.
Yeah, nothing is, but
I ain't using no Ouija board to do that shit.
There's different ways to do it, though, right?
You can actually talk to your relatives anytime you feel like it, though. I occasionally do.
Yeah, in your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
People
but,
think that that's crazy,
when,
though.
When you use certain things to do it, you're not pulling up your loved ones. When you're using items and paraphernalia to do it, you're not pulling up your ancestors or your relatives, your beloved ones or anything like that. You're pulling up a whole other different realm. You're opening a whole realm.
Yeah.
And I ain't opening shit. Not doing that. Mm-mm.
This is one of the rituals that they would do. It's a matchmaking ritual. So in particular, many had to do with helping young women identify their future husbands and reassuring them that they would someday, with luck, by next Halloween, be married. In 18th century Ireland, a matchmaking cook might bury a ring in her mashed potatoes on Halloween night, hoping to bring true love to the dinner who found it. So
I'm like, bitch, my meal is free. There's something in my food.
That's crazy. In Scotland, fortune tellers recommend that an eligible young lady name a hazelnut for each of her suitors and then toss the nuts into the fireplace. The nut that burned to ashes rather than popping or exploding, the story went, represented the girl's future husband. In some versions of the legend, the opposite was true. That's
okay.
Retarded.
How would you feel about your nuts being thrown in the fire?
That's fucking retarded. Hey, these are things that they do in different cultures. All right, another one. Young women toss apple peels over their shoulders, hoping that the peels would fall on the floor in the shape of their future husbands and issues.
You got apple peels. That's some haunting shit. It appears in the shape of some letters.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, look, it's a J and a C. Mm-mm. So what is this?
What about this? Other rituals were more competitive. At some Halloween parties, the first guest to find a burr on a chestnut hut would be the first to marry. At others, the first successful apple bobber would be the first down the aisle.
I never liked apple bobbing.
You gotta
I always thought my motherfucking ass was gonna drown in the barrel or somebody's gonna hold my head down. So I never did it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I'm like, no, I be looking like, and I be thinking, because I be thinking, stick the head in, I wonder if I could sneak up on him and hold the head. If I'm thinking, I know somebody else is thinking it. So yeah, I was never about to stick my head in no water and nothing for no damn apple, especially everybody else and had their spitty ass mouth in that bitch. Nope, I don't know what I'm gonna come up with. I'm thinking that now, but then I was just thinking about getting drowned in the barrel of water. But now I'm just thinking about, I don't want anybody to spit all in my mouth after they didn't try to grab an apple with their mouth. And that's just nasty. That's unsanitary. And anybody doing that shit now with COVID, I'm pretty sure they're not doing
it. Oh, no, I kind of want to look at this real quick just to see what this is.
You want to take a music break? So you can look at it?
Yeah, I kind of do want to take a music break just so I can pause and look at this real quick. Let's go with Money. The Money, is it? Is it The Money?
What you said, The Money.
The Money. I like featuring Pasco Firebird. We'll be back.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun and moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. You gotta like it. I can't hide it.
I am
the way you make me feel. Yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for the day. I will have a chance to say everything's on my mind. Yeah. The things my mouth can't say. My eyes will express. I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it. The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel. Girl, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Lean on my heart and I cannot let go. Hold on, retire, I'll be winding so slow. Kiss on your neck cause your body's so close. DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey yo, I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop, baby. Cause the beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah.
Wrong. And I was always right.
Yeah.
It's a fact
stabbing at bitches. What's done in the dark shall come to the light, my nigga. What's done in the dark shall come to the light, nigga. Why these niggas wanna hate me? I'm just trying to get my money.
My money.
Provide for my family.
My family.
That's all I wanna do. Why these bitches wanna hate me? I'm just trying to make my money. Provide for my family. That's all I wanna do. Working days, working nights, getting it in to survive. Doing wrong to do right, I'm just trying to live my life. Fuck these niggas, fuck these hoes, so-called friends only at the door. They butter me up like a dinner roll, but I chew you up like an animal. Hella people gon' hate, I don't give a fuck, though. Talk all of that shit, bitch, I'm still laughing to the bank, ho. Counting money from bankrolls, working 9 to 5 slow. Still doing my dirt on the side, cause what you pay ain't enough, though. Got bills to pay, truck notes to pay. Got a home mortgage to pay, bi-weekly checks is late. I'm tired of working for pennies, while the owner gets fat. I might as well just rob him, to prove a well-known fact. That you get it quicker when you're holding a gun. Business owners only pay minimum. Got mouths to feed, that's minimum. CEOs, different animals. I'm a black predator, fresh on the hunt. Got a clean kill, the hunt is done. Now I'm sitting back fat, laughing at all of them. Why these niggas wanna hate me? I'm just trying to get my money, provide for my family, that's all I wanna do. Why these bitches wanna hate? I'm just trying to make my money, provide for my family, that's all I wanna do.
So I actually went and found some information about Halloween, and the guy that was explaining it the most, we're going to listen to it real quick. I don't know if y'all be able to hear it on Blog Talk. We're going to see if they should be able to, right?
Hear anything else you play from me? I don't know.
They should be able to hear it. So here we go, right? Here we go.
The Celtic festival Samhain is believed to be the predecessor of our contemporary holiday Halloween. And yes, it's pronounced Samhain despite that spelling. Samhain was a seasonal holiday that was celebrated in pre-Christian Ireland, which really wasn't Christianized until about the 4th or 5th century CE. It was celebrated from the evening of October 31st until the evening of November 1st, which was considered the start of the winter season in the Celtic calendar. Now, we don't have much firm historical evidence for the holiday of Samhain. Much of what we know comes from the Irish sagas of Celtic mythology, written down in the 9th to 12th centuries CE. These sagas were written down by Christian monks centuries after they were first told, being passed down generation after generation through oral tradition. And even when these monks finally wrote down these sagas, they kind of embellished them with Christian characteristics. So it's very difficult to determine what is original and what has been Christianized. But scholars such as folklore expert Jack Santino believe that these sagas contain enough historically useful information to tell us about life in pre-Christian Ireland. These medieval sagas describe Samhain as some sort of day of heightened spiritual activity, a day when it was believed that spirits, fairies, and even souls of the dead could more easily pass between the other world and our world. The 12th century saga, The Boyhood Deeds of Fionn, for example, says, "For the fairy mounds of Ireland were always open around Samhain. For on Samhain, nothing could ever be hidden in the fairy mounds." Here and elsewhere, these medieval sagas talk about portals opening between the fairy realm and our world. These could have been hills or caves that were thought to be passages between these two worlds. One of the earliest rituals associated with Samhain seems to have been the lighting of huge bonfires. We don't exactly know what they were meant to do, but some scholars hypothesize the fires were meant to guide the spirits coming into the world or possibly to ward away harmful spirits. These fires might have also been used as sites of divination where people could gather around and try to tell the future. In fact, originally it seems that Samhain had a lot to do with storytelling, prophecy, and divination. In the medieval saga, the Book of Lismore, for example, a female fairy would appear on Samhain and tell all kinds of secrets. Now, we shouldn't pretend that Halloween is 100% influenced by Celtic culture. It is important to say that the holiday that we celebrate as Halloween is a patchwork of traditions, especially traditions borrowed from Christian Europe. Cultural historian Dr. Nicholas Rogers, in his exhaustive history of Halloween, writes, if Samhain imported to Halloween a supernatural charge and an intrinsic liminality, it did not offer much in way of actual ritual practices. Most of these developed in conjunction with the medieval holy days of All Souls and All Saints Day. Seems to be right. Many of the rituals that we recognize in modern celebrations of Halloween seem to come from a much later period when Christianity had become the dominant religion in Europe. Some as early as the medieval period, but others from the early modern period, like the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. First of all, our word Halloween comes from an origin of the title All Hallows' Eve, because it was the evening before the holiday All Hallows' Day, or All Saints' Day, as celebrated by the Roman Catholic Church on November 1st. As the name suggests, All Saints' Day was a day set aside to celebrate all of the saints in Christianity, and taken together with its partner holiday All Souls' Day on November 2nd, these holidays were an opportunity to pray for newly departed souls or the martyrs who sacrificed their lives for Christianity. Now, some people say that the Roman Catholic Church chose November 1st to help Christianize Samhain, maybe to help convert the people of Ireland. But it's a little more complicated than this. You see, basically all Christian groups in late antiquity and the early medieval period had an All Saints Day, but not all groups celebrated it on November 1st. By the year 800, you had some Christian groups celebrating it on November 1st, mostly from the British Isles and Germany, but Christian churches in Syria and Greece were celebrating it around Pentecost in spring and summer. So we can't exactly say that All Saints Day was invented specifically to Christianize Samhain. It seems like by the time Christianity was a big deal in Europe, most Christian groups had already invented their own holiday to celebrate dead saints. However, some syncretism between Samhain and All Saints Day might have occurred in the British Isles and Western Europe in general. For example, an old Irish calendar written by a Christian monk from the 9th century still refers to November 1st as Samhain. So the Celtic holiday probably did influence All Saints Day, but this influence was felt more in the West compared to other Christian groups throughout Europe. And it's here in Western Europe that All Saints Day started to take on this carnival-like atmosphere that we're more familiar with in Halloween. By the 16th century, people in Ireland, Scotland, and Wales were dressing in costume to celebrate All Saints Day, possibly to try to trick spirits that they thought were floating around on that night. People in England practiced something called souling, going from door to door asking for food in return for a prayer for the dead, which is possibly a direct precursor to our practice of trick-or-treat. But instead of candy, souling seems to have included passing out special bread called soul cakes. One author writes in 1880, the children go round to the houses early and late on All Saints Day, not on All Souls Day, and sing monotonously a doggerel. The lines vary a little with the groups of children, 3 to 6 in a group. And some of these soulers would carry around little lanterns carved out of turnips. These early jack-o'-lanterns were possibly thought to ward away harmful spirits or maybe to help symbolize a soul trapped in purgatory. So over the course of history, October 31st evolved from a Celtic holiday that celebrates the changing of the seasons and the harvest to a Christian holiday celebrating dead saints. But one thing stayed the same, the thought that October 31st was a day of heightened spiritual activity, whether that be the fairies of Celtic mythology or the demons of Christian theology. And I find this process really interesting. It's not just a simplistic story of church authorities forcing a Christianized holiday onto a pagan holiday, but it's a more complex process involving a lot of communities, religious systems, and cultures. Remember, the historical context of 18th century Europe is very different from the historical context of pre-Christian Ireland. Yes, it does seem that Halloween originated from a pre-Christian holiday called Samhain, but it grew and flourished during Christianized Europe in the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. In fact, Nicholas Rogers, who I quoted earlier, thinks Halloween is just as much influenced by the rowdy celebrations of Guy Fawkes Day on November 5th as it's influenced by Samhain. So like I said, Halloween is a patchwork of traditions with a very long and complicated history, and a history that's deeply intertwined with human mythology and religion. But what are your thoughts? Are there any rituals surrounding Halloween that I missed? What do you think about the possible syncretism between Samhain and All Saints Day?
All right, so as you see, come on, man.
Damon.
Like, yeah, like, that was the way that I've always wanted to explain stuff, but it never comes out like that. But he basically explained to you that Christians are worshiping demons and ghosts, and that's what it is. There's no argument with that shit. So Halloween is a day where Christians get to be evil, like in the origination of Christianity, because the origination of Christianity, the Christians were going around killing people. That's
to convert them.
Huh?
To convert them.
To convert them, which was called the I can't think of the name of it now. But you learn that in school, though. Joan of Arc and the witches, what is that called, that happened in
Salem?
Ben Salem witch hunt and all that. You know, those were Christians that were burning people and killing people.
Yeah, because the whole thing was, oh, my God, if you did something, if you gave something and you concocted something and somebody got better, it was witchcraft. No, bitch, it was just modern medicine coming into, and they got seeds and whatever else. Stupid shit. Like now, if you were to go operate on somebody and back then, they'd be like, oh, my God, it's witchcraft. No,
yeah.
Bitch, I'm just on surgery.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's so much different. It's so much history to Halloween and so many. But I remember years ago now, when we did a show about Halloween, and we found totally different information.
And with the pagans and
So they've whitewashed the information that you can find on things, the same way that they're whitewashing everything.
It's like they whitewashing stuff about COVID right now.
Yeah. All right, so let's do our shout out to what we're thankful for. Let's go ahead.
Shout out to everybody who listened online, everybody who called in, everybody who wanted to download it later, all the artists that have sent in music. Shout out to Kurt, being the ass sometimes. I love him, but he's still an ass sometimes.
Y'all are.
I don't know if I'm thankful for anything until a few weeks from now. I'm thankful for my badass grandkids who I had to spend, who I spent Halloween with and I tried to scare, and one was asleep and the other was talking about don't touch him, don't touch him, get away. And my four grown egotistical, think they know it all, 20-year-old kids.
I want to give a shout out to my kids, Logan and Tristan. I love y'all. I want to give a shout out to everyone that supports Behind the Scenes Radio. I want to give a shout out to Nisi for supporting me and what I do. I want to give a shout out to all the artists that send us music. Without y'all, we wouldn't be a radio station. Make sure you check us out on Live 365 app, which can be downloaded on all platforms, iOS, Apple, and Android. And also, you can check us out on the website. All of our links, Google, Behind the Scenes Radio, whatever. I'm thankful for just being here and going through what we're going through, just living. I'm thankful for that, because without us going through this, me going through what I've been through in my life, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I don't even know where I would be today. Some of the things that happened in my life wouldn't happen. And me seeing some stupid stuff happen, or me even being a part of stupid stuff, it wouldn't have made me who I am today. So everything was a learning process, and you should feel the same way about your life and what you're going through. Everything is a learning process. None of us are perfect. We all are fuck-ups. Try not to learn. Try not to fuck up.
Yeah, some people.
No, we're all fuck-ups.
But no, some people are trying not to.
Well, yeah, some people are trying not to, but some people just don't give a fuck. But we all fuck-ups. And that's it, man. Go ahead.
I am thankful for getting pushed off the cliff by Curtis because of what I'm going through. If I didn't have any kind of outlet, I'd probably be freaking out right about now. And shout out to Kurt for moving where we moved, because I'd probably still be freaking out if we weren't here.
Even more?
Yeah, I'd be crying. Yeah.
I did it for you. I didn't want to move out here, but I did it for you. I forgot what I wanted to say. Oh, the morning show. Make sure you check me out every morning, Monday through Friday.
Don't say every morning, because that sounds.
Yeah, like not cool. Every morning.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, Monday.
Nine to
11. Sometimes 9 to 10. Just all depends on how I'm feeling.
It always starts at 9.
But it always starts at 9. That's called the Grand Rising Show. It's live on Facebook. And
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we done, man. Y'all have a good hooling, hodling Halloween night.